This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou nā mai haere mai. I'm Marlena Curtis from Marlena's Kitchen, introducing MK Spice, their rather
nice.
So, as you know, the show is Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between. And in the studio today, I have the wonderful Brian Vickery. Though most of you will know him, he is definitely an A-lister. He has been involved with everything from doing his first gig all the way through to where he is today. Now, I will let Brian tell you his journey and his story. But before you start, I would just like to say I honour you. And I would like to say a massive thank you on behalf of our community. You are one of our unsung heroes. And if I was, well, I am a queen, so I can actually knight you. But whether it will stand, possibly not. But in my head, it will. I'm going to let Brian talk you through. Well, first of all, we'll talk a bit about coffee, and then I'll ask you a couple of questions. So, what's your favourite coffee? We had one the other day that was just the first one we've had in 20 years. I'm only 21, so there we go.
Look, my barista snobs laugh at me because it used to be a flat white. And they'd say, that's just milk. That's not a coffee. And then I graduated to a latte. So I kind of feel I'm a pretender when it comes to a hot drink. So latte is probably my drink of choice. And like everyone, I think I've developed an unhealthy coffee addiction. And I've made the mistake too, you know, because, you know, times are tough. Probably having little sachets of coffee. And I think that's the beginning of the end.
Well, actually, Nespresso does quite a good one out there.
All right. You and George Clooney are sort of related, are you? Or?
Well, the thing is, I can't live in the cafes, can I? So at the end of the day, we do what we do at home. And yes. I think, yes, coffee is an addiction, of course. We know it is. It is very addictive. However, I enjoy it. No one's going to put me off it. And I feel very happy. And what I love about it, when you say to someone, do you want to catch up for a coffee? Or hot beverage, because some people don't drink coffee.
Yeah,
but isn't it wonderful?
Well, it's the new way we connect, and I'm a little distracted because I have a crush not only you but Alina. I can't believe it seems like your executive producer. You guys are an embarrassment of riches, aren't you? Hey, and you had the improv comedy guy Phil smiling and looking on. No, coffee's cool, and you did ask me a question about my journey.
Yes, I'd love to know, and all the listeners and viewers would love to know about your journey, where you started. And the question is, because some people, they start from a very early age, know exactly what they want from their teens. Was that you?
It's kind of weird because my mum was a very religious woman, and she wanted to have me. So when she conceived, I was going to be a preacher because my father was a preacher, and I was adamant I would never be a preacher. So she'd be bouncing me on the lap. What do you want to be? I want to be a fire officer. No, you're going to be a preacher. So I was conditioned with almost a messianic, you have to serve. So all of my life, I wanted to be a DJ or a lawyer or do stuff that my parents didn't want me to do. And fate has had it that I always seem to connect with the community and I seem to be giving. And I think it's the way we are. And I could pose the question to you, everyone in this room loves giving back. And sometimes it makes no sense from a business point of view, but we just love giving back. So I've tended to be in careers where it involves communication and giving back and investing in people, but it's always been career suicide because I've never really been with a brand that's really smashed it. Probably the closest I had to mainline success was when I was with News Talk ZB, like a respected brand. But I've often been involved in media where I know it's successful, but the business case and the numbers don't stack up. And that's why I've got a huge heart for RFM and what you do, because you bring the style and the finesse and the well factor, and you're supporting this media space, which is pretty awesome. And a bit of a fan of Alina as well. So that's kind of my career journey. The ups and downs. But yeah, it's about people and it's about storytelling.
Because you've been primarily in radio, but you also are a videographer as well.
Well, that's just by accident. It's just because I did so many cringe-worthy videos. In fact, Alina's told me a lot about what not to do. So my background was school teaching, counselling, a little go at being a church minister. That didn't work out. And then when I was middle-aged and it made no sense, I went to DJ school. And then I thought, no one's going to employ me, I'm too old. I need to be a journalist. So I studied journalism and by default got a job as a news talk ZB journalist in New Plymouth in 2000. And as they say, I can't really say the rest is history. Here I am, and I just love, I love the community. And it's exciting because I never know what I'm going to do today or tomorrow. And we're going to catch up and we'll produce the magic because you'll have some ideas and dreams and I'll probably say yes. So that's what I love about living here.
Exactly. And the other thing about living here, I mean, I was raised in the UK and so everybody had their space. And even when you're on the tube, there was an invisible line around people. There was an invisible line around. And if people looked at you for too long, you'd ask them, well, what are you looking at? Over here, they come and talk to you.
Yes.
Like I had a book on psychology. Somebody, oh, are you studying that? And boom, you made a friend.
Yeah.
It's just such a welcoming and warm place as long as you are.
Yeah, I like that.
As long as you are open and accepting, which obviously you are, because you get people to open up to you.
You remind me of a story. I remember when I was studying to be a broadcaster in Wellington. And, you know, the crowd there. And I saw this stunning Serbian woman. She was just dressed to kill. And she looked like she was from a James Bond movie. And I saw it. No one would talk to her. And one day I thought, I'm going to go up there. And I gifted her some flowers with a note. And she said it was probably the first time someone had the courage to come up and want to talk to her. Because she kind of repelled them. And you probably would have had that too in your travels around the world.
Absolutely.
Some people would, like, they'd be fearful that if they went up to you and wanted to say hello, maybe you wouldn't be nice to them. So it's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It really is. And that is so true of Londoners. So I was born in the Sandra Bow Bells, as many people know. I tell them all the time. And I'm very proud to be a true Cockney, amongst many other things. You know what I mean, geezer. You know, I'm talk bow. Anywho, it is perception. So we used to call it a face. It's a face where don't talk to me, don't look at me, just leave me alone.
Yes.
That's the face. And I can remember one of my friends said to me, he goes, nobody would ever, ever dream of hitting you or getting into a fight with you because you have the crazy eyes. It's like, yeah, I don't think so.
You are very tall and you do look like someone that was on a James Bond movie, dressed to kill type thing. So I get it. And I remember the first time I met you when it was regional TV days, and I was like, wow, So, no, life's interesting.
That brings back so many happy memories.
Know. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we love people, and we have talents, and we love storytelling, and who knows where it ends up. And I don't know about you, but every day for me is like play.
It's
like,
fantastic.
No, it is. It's like play.
Exactly. People say to me, you know, you always dress like you're going somewhere. I said, I am. I'm going to life. You know, I'm celebrating living above ground. And I think maybe some other people are like me. I know Judy, the nurses.
Yes.
We've lost a lot of people from a very young age. Unfortunate. This is a fact of life. But I truly believe one of the reasons why I celebrate life so passionately is because I'm still here.
Absolutely.
And above ground, which is really lovely.
And you exemplify one of my favourite sayings and metaphors, that life is about beauty, true beauty, and I think that's a gift, the gift of beauty and how we use it, you know. I feel bad because it was cold and I'm dressing drab, so I've got grey and black and I'm a bit drab. And
I'm just like a flower.
I know.
So I'm surprised I haven't got all the bees and the wasps around me. Yeah. I've got this gorgeous hat on that Olena Intelligence, made for me personally. That's my producer sitting over there laughing.
That is so
and
cool.
And then my dress from Augustine, I will give her a shout out, amazing applique flowers. And I feel like a queen. People, you know what? I was getting on a plane the other day.
Yes.
And one of the students was coming off, and he looked at me, and he bowed. He goes, "Your Highness." And I'm like, "You got that straight." But there you go.
But I think it's cool. I mean, we were doing a little promo video for the Taranaki Multi-Ethnic Extravaganza Pukura Park Poets Bridge. And to have boomers just walking the dog and coming up to you and enjoying talking to you, it was a fun moment, wasn't it?
It was very special. And I really enjoyed that. And what I loved about you was that you took time. You say you love people. Some people say it, and it's just mouth. But you truly love people because you stopped. You put down what we were doing, and you made eye contact, and you held what I call a proper conversation. You really engaged, and that blew me away, because usually when I'm doing a shoot, they haven't got time to go to the bathroom, much less talk to people.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful, and you attract people to you because you have that heart. You have that heart for the community.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by the many people that were stopping, actually.
No, it was nice, and they were kind of like fans. They didn't know us, but they knew we were doing something special for the greater good, and we were.
Exactly, that's right. And they were out-of-towners. They were here for Americana at the time, I hopefully they'll understand now that extravaganza is worth coming back to as well.
No.
It's another amazing thing. So not only did we make an amazing, amazing advertorial for Taranaki Multi, I think, Extravaganza, but we also engaged with people live and explained what we were doing and why we were doing it.
I'm going to ask the obvious question. Just very, very envious in a nice way of your sweetheart, but your wardrobe, I mean, like dresses and shoes and that, I mean, it's an expandable shit. I'm just curious, I mean.
It's really funny
like,
you
is
say
it dozens
that.
And dozens of outfits or?
No, it's funny you should say that, because when I go into shops, I say to them, "When you see me with my husband, please don't say my first name." Because they don't know. And don't wave to me, pretend you don't know me. And my sister's the same. She was in Mexico, and she's very friendly.
Yeah,
and they,
yeah.
And they called her Angelina. Her name's Angela.
Yeah.
And her husband was with her, walking down. Angelina, Angelina. And her husband goes, "How do you know all these people?" She goes, "They're not talking to me." Did you know it? This is why I believe I have royal blood, African royal blood. And I tell you why. I would feel quite comfortable walking out with a crown on my head. The way I dress,
beautiful.
Did you see how I go to bed? I wear long dresses, and my kids have often asked, my children often ask me, "Are you going out?" "No, I'm going to bed." "I wear perfume." I said, "Because I want to smell good." "Why the hell not? It's me. I do it." See, here's the biggest thing. I do it for me. No, I haven't counted how many pairs of shoes I've got. I didn't. And how many hats and how many handbags. And don't get me, I put... we used to have an inside office, then we made it into a little splat bedroom, but now it's my wardrobe.
I love it.
And it's.
And I'm glad that we can joke about it, because when we walked across Poets Bridge, there was this lady, and she had a dog, and she just said, she couldn't help it, "You are beautiful." And I laughed and says, "Well, Malena's really stunning as well." And she cracked up laughing. It's just so nice that people felt comfortable to just yell out a comment, because let's be honest, we live in an age where sometimes giving an affirmation or a compliment, we have to check it, because we don't want to be misunderstood.
That's right. And I'm finding the more happy I am with who I am and just confident and just being me rather than other people who feel how you're supposed to be, even in Brisbane, which before COVID, I have to say, they're very closed. They were very closed, a bit like the British. But the British, go to England in the summer. I couldn't believe how many times I got stopped. I was like, "What?" And they come up to you and go, "You look amazing. You look amazing." One guy, bless him, this young guy in Pack and Save, New Plymouth, he looked over and he goes, "Ma'am," he said, "you look stunning." And my answer was, "Oh, thank you so much, darling." And he goes, "Don't be like that," he goes, "because you know it." And I just thought, that's so But it was right.
Yeah. No, well, this could be my worldview and our spiritual wiring, but I believe it's part of a human survival,
yes.
Whether it's social evolution or religion or philosophy. I think humans are happiest when we gush and we praise and we practice gratitude. And I think in some ways, responding emotionally to beauty, like, oh my goodness, the mountain, or it's who we are.
That's
and
right.
I think it's really good for health to have the freedom to share emotion, but we've got to be careful and respectful. And it gets a little bit tricky because I've been a tutor at WIT and I've been here, there and everywhere, and sometimes I've had to hold back.
Yes.
Because
tutoring's something different.
It can be a stumbling block for someone.
That's right. I mean, I lectured at WIT and Nottingham here, and I lectured over in the UK, and it's different. Well, the connection that you make is different. And again, sometimes you will get a feel. But I speak to our youth a lot, and I give them a lot of confidence. You gorgeous young people, look at you. You look stunning.
I like
you
that.
Should see how it lifts their spirit.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's the way you say it, yeah? It's the way you say it. It's the way you wear it. You know, I was in London. I was just come back from an audition, and I had on a short red leather miniskirt with high-heeled red sandals and a top with chains across the back. Good God.
Stopping the traffic attire, but that's all right, yes.
And a lady came across the road. I thought, oh my gosh, because, well, I was only young, and so she obviously looked really, really old, but she obviously wasn't that old. And she came across the road and almost got knocked down in any event. And she goes to me, you look stunning. And I thought to myself, oh, it's the way you wear it.
Yeah?
Yeah? It's the way you wear it. Because that what I had on, I changed out that because I thought, oh.
And if I can interject here and give an opinion, I think you've trained yourself, or it's a gift, where your body language is giving people permission to respond warmly to you. And I think that's another good quality. Now, if you take Alina, and the stereotype, if you're from Serbia, Russia, or Ukraine, you think of people being stoical and drab and uniform, and because it's part of the Soviet conditioning of don't stand out. But you are just an explosion of colour and the vibe. And I just... And personality.
And we honour you.
And you, colours, well, you're not saying anything, you're just blushing. But colour and vibe.
Yeah, because she's focusing on something that she's not really her, you know, she's learning.
She's concentrating. She's concentrating.
So she's doing amazing with the sound.
So system. Warmth and body language, really important.
It's really important. And
so I've had to teach myself to be warm. And I learned so much by watching Graham Norton. Just giving people the freedom sometimes.
To be.
Just to be silly and be themselves. And it's an art form. I never get it right.
See, that's what I love what you just said. You learned from watching.
Try to.
Which is what I did. When people said, how do you get to be such a great model? How do you... I watched the top models who I felt had style at the time.
Yeah.
And I still do. I still like my kids. When I started to get back into presenting, I used to hold my phone and go, and here we are. And my kids would say, who are you talking to? Who's there? And I said, I'm practicing. And it's come in good stead. You keep practicing our craft. I remember you, we're just one of a lockdown, so COVID, we're still out there, we're still in masks, and you invited me into the studio to talk about Black Lives Matter.
I remember.
Which touched me hugely.
I remember.
And just talking about how open you were, and you just let me talk, and you asked some amazing, beautiful questions that led to some wonderful answers. And just so you know, you have the communications, obviously. And it's funny, isn't it? The door has been opened here for us. You have gratitude. And I have to tell people, the fastest way to happiness is through gratitude.
Oh, I agree.
It's to say thank you. Oh, so that's...
Is that like Marty Sharp? Is that a ping pong bat? Yeah. Or is that like time?
Elena Intelligence, thank you so much. That's our producer here, for Elena, from our Lella Williams Media, who has just told us we're out of time. Now, that was quick, right? But
it was caffeinated.
It was like it. But we have to have you back, because only part of your story. I know you've got more.
That's what beauty does. Time goes so quickly.
There you go. Oh, he's a smooth talker, isn't it? Innit, mate? Anyway, thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much for coming in. I will say kakati ano from MK Spice and Marvin Eyes. Let's talk coffee and everything between. Have a great day, you glorious people out there, and give gratitude wherever you can.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.